It's been nearly 20 years since Republicans had control in the New Jersey state legislature. But after regaining some seats in 2021, GOP leaders are eager to win back the majority next year when all 120 seats are up for re-election. To do that, they'll have to deal with the Trump effect. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY's Tennyson Donier reports.
New Jersey State Senator John Bramnick spent almost a decade as the Republican leader in the General Assembly before being elected to the Senate last year. He claims former President Donald Trump hurt the Republican brand in New Jersey and says his party needs to win back the trust of voters if it wants to regain political power. During his presidency, Trump became known for his name-calling and general disregard for the truth. Bramnick, who considers himself a moderate Republican, condemned people who attacked the character of their political adversaries, including when some Republicans chant, "Let's go, Brandon," a derogatory slogan aimed at President Joe Biden.
I think if you say things about the President of the United States, including Joe Biden, you know, swearing at him and calling him names, I think that's disgusting. So, but I don't hate those people. I'm just trying to explain to them, listen, that's not the path that most people want to go down.
The veteran lawmaker admits that in the coming years, Republicans may have a better chance of winning a statewide election like the governor's race rather than winning a legislative majority because he claims that legislative district maps adopted this year favor Democrats. From the New Jersey desk, Tennyson Donier, WHYY News.